Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Conservative Alabama Senator Jeff Sessions is endorsing Donald Trump. He's the first sitting senator to endorse the Republican presidential frontrunner. Over the past week, Trump has gotten the support of former presidential candidate Chris Christie and Congressman Duncan Hunter of California and Chris Collins of New York. After yesterday's trouncing by Hillary Clinton in the South Carolina Democratic primaries, Bernie Sanders is campaigning in Minnesota and Oklahoma today, telling CBS's Face the Nation he thinks he will do well on Super Tuesday.
Our message about a rigged economy, rich get richer, everyone else gets poorer, is resonating. And I'll tell you what else is resonating, a corrupt campaign finance system that's allowing billionaires to buy elections.
Sanders says he has a shot to win several states this week and do better than people thought. On the Republican side, John Kasich says despite not placing high in the polls, he won't leave the race, but he says winning his home state is crucial.
At the end of the day, each of these candidates should be able to win their own home state. I'm going to win Ohio, but if I don't win Ohio, then, you know, ball game over.
Speaking there on NBC's Meet the Press. Tensions are starting to reignite in Syria nearly 2 days after an internationally brokered ceasefire went into effect. NPR's Alice Fordham reports incidents have been reported in northern Syria.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights and a representative of mainstream rebels say there were airstrikes in the countryside north of the city of Aleppo and in the province of Hama. In both places, forces aligned with President Bashar al-Assad had been taking ground from rebels before an internationally agreed cessation of hostilities took hold Friday night. Usually, it's the Syrian Air Force and its Russian allies who conduct airstrikes in those areas. Both are parties to the ceasefire, but have said they will continue to strike terror groups. Debate continues over the positions of such terror groups. Syrian state media said opposition forces also staged attacks, which would be a violation of the truce agreement. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Southern Turkey.
Iran's intelligence minister says security forces prevented two terrorist attacks prior to Friday's elections. NPR's Peter Kenyon says the attacks were said to include suicide bombings and a car bomb.
Minister Sayed Mahmoud Alavi told reporters one suspected terrorist was seized on Iran's southeast border earlier in the month, carrying a magnetic bomb for attaching to a vehicle. Shortly before the vote, he says a group of four were seized along with suicide vests and detonators. He did not say what, if any, groups the would-be attackers belonged to.
NPR's Peter Kenyon reporting. Meanwhile, votes are still being counted, but Iranian media report conservatives are now leading the contest for parliament nationwide, although Tehran has gone heavily for pro-reform candidates. Voters in Switzerland today rejected a controversial proposal to automatically expel foreigners convicted of crimes. The initiative rejected today by 59% of the voters. That was a blow to the Swiss People's Party, which supported the plan. This is NPR News from Washington. A science and technology focused take your child to work type of day is being organized by President Obama. It's all part of his effort to encourage young people, especially girls and minorities, to think about careers in science, math, engineering, and technology. This week, more than 50 national labs in 20 states will open their doors to around 5,000 students in grades K through 12. Tomorrow, students in the Washington, D.C., Baltimore area get to participate in a science event at the White House. The 80th Annual Academy Awards will be held tonight in Los Angeles, hosted by Chris Rock. The all-white acting nominees, though, have drawn criticism. And here's Andrew Limbong takes a look at who is nominated for a Best Actor Oscar.
Right. Let's do the math.
That's Matt Damon as James astronaut Mark Watney in The Martian. Also up for a Best Actor Award is Michael Fassbender for Steve Jobs.
What if the computer was a beautiful object?
Bryan Cranston in Trumbo.
Well, I'd say go on, but I'm afraid he will.
Eddie Redmayne in The Danish Girl.
Don't you think this is okay?
And this Leonardo DiCaprio performance from The Revenant. DiCaprio is the frontrunner for the award, which he's never won before. This is one of the big categories where all of the nominees are white, which led to a backlash and the Academy announcing changes to its members. Andrew Limbong, NPR News.
And at the weekend box office, the Marvel anti-hero blockbuster Deadpool took top spot, earning an estimated $31 million in its third week. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.